Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to The Daily. I hope you're having a great start to your Monday today. I would like to apologize before we get started for not being here last Friday or last Saturday. A year ago on Friday, my grandmother passed away, and this past Saturday we had a memorial service for her because we didn't get the chance to have a funeral for her because of coronavirus. So we took a little bit of time, both Sarah and I, to just deal with that and, you know, be with my family through those couple of days. But we're going to get started today with a song. Sarah, why don't you tell us what song that is? The first song that we have to kick off for you today is Hello, My Name Is by Matthew West. And I know this is a song that we've done before, but I was listening to the radio recently and it just came on and it just reminded me of how much I love this song. So I decided that we're going to put it in for this episode. So here is Hello, My Name Is by Matthew West.
Hello, my name is Regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief.
Today's scripture comes from Acts 26:18.
to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. The next song that we have up for you today is Signal Fire by Chris Renzema.
There's a compass in my bloodstream. There's a map within my body. There's a promise that reminds me that I'm not alone. And it's like I've always known it, living right beneath the surface. All this madness has a purpose. We're not alone. I saw a signal fire. I saw a signal fire, and I'm running into the light. I saw a signal fire, it's burning like a star in the dead of night. Everything I ever wanted, everything about you pulls me in. I saw a signal fire, and I'm running into the light. There's a compass in my blood. That reminds me that I am not alone. And it's like I've always known it, living right beneath the surface. All this madness has a purpose. We're not alone. I saw a signal fire. We all belong here, and you can come just as you are. We all belong here, and you can come just as you are. We all belong here, and you can come just as you are. We all belong here, and you can come just as you are.
Would you please pray with me? Father God, be with us today as we go about our lives. I ask that you just bless us and let us do everything we do today, do it to the best of our ability. Let us to be safe on our travels and let us to make it through the day and be a little bit stronger than we were yesterday and be ready for tomorrow. Amen. The next song we have is Your Grace Is Enough by Matt Mayer, and this is kind of a throwback song. I remember listening to this when I was younger, so here is Your Grace Is Enough by Matt Mayer.
Mm-hmm. sinner's restless heart. You lead us by still waters and to mercy, and nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, oh God. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. Great is your love and justice, God of Jacob. You use the weak to lead the strong.
We have for you today is kind of another one to just get to know us a little bit better, and it is, what is a family tradition that we have that is one of our favorites or that we really love? For me, two of my family favorite traditions are the one on Thanksgiving is where me and my sister get up in the mornings and we cut up bread while we watch the Thanksgiving Day parade, and we cut up bread for the stuffing that my dad always makes every year. And the other part of that day that I really love is my family comes over, and I really love holidays like I always have just because it is centered around family. And my part of the family comes over every other year, and they come over 1 year for dinner and then the next year for dessert. And this year is actually their year for dinner, and it's just always a fun time. We always laugh, we play games, we catch up, and I'm just really glad to know that they'll be able to come over this year. Because last year they couldn't even come over for dessert because COVID was a thing. But I'm glad that that tradition will be back with my mom's side of the family. And for Christmas, I really love the tradition that my family has built on Christmas Eve. And that is
my sister and her husband come over, and we've always gotten Chinese food for Christmas Eve and drove around, looked at Christmas lights, and then we went to the 11 o'clock Christmas Eve service so that when we got out of service, it was actually Christmas Day. And it's changed a little bit now because my sister's husband lives in Chicago, so sometimes they go there for Christmas and we have to do Christmas a little early with them. But that is one of my favorite family traditions, just because it's our immediate family and not our outside family, but just all of us in a close little group. And we always just have a good time with that too. We usually watch the Christmas Story, and whoever doesn't live at home anymore usually sleeps over so that they're there on Christmas morning. And it's just really a special memory that and a tradition that I love with my family.
My favorite family tradition is our Christmas Eve. We always do dinner at my house, and we've been doing this at my house since I think before I was born. But everyone comes over, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, and we just have dinner, we do presents, and it's always a lot of fun, and it's very special time to be together on a very important day for us. This next song that we have for you today is another great throwback song. This song came out about 11 years ago. This is Nobody Loves Me Like You by Chris Tomlin.
Oh,
The last song that we have for you today is One Way by Hillsong Worship.
Thank you so much for joining us for The Daily. Stay tuned the rest of this week. Me and James will, on Friday, we'll be telling you about something fun that we're doing on Saturday that may be a little childish, but we are excited for. I hope everyone is having a wonderful Monday so far, and you continue to be blessed throughout your week. My name is Sarah.
And my name is James.
And you're listening to The Daily.